Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus by engaging in an embodiment practice. As Barbara Brown Taylor says, the practice of wearing skin is so obvious that almost no one engages it as a spiritual practice. For many of us, our faith has been largely intellectual, located primarily in our head, but not necessarily integrated into the whole of who we are, body included. We've often been led to believe that our spirituality somehow transcends our physical selves, and have even been encouraged to deny our bodies in pursuit of holiness. In her book, Fully Awake and Truly Alive, Jane Vernard explains, "Both the Jewish and Christian traditions unite body and soul. However, the view of that integration is slightly different. In Jewish thought, the human is seen first as a body. The body is then breathed into and enlivened by the spirit. This understanding makes a human life impossible without the integration of body and spirit. In Christian thought, however, humans are seen first as spirit. The spirit is then housed in the body." Vernard goes on to say that although the difference here may seem inconsequential, it has led the Christian church into a gross misunderstanding of the goodness of both body and spirit. Now, if we are to be people who explore and participate in the life of Jesus, who was a fully embodied human being, we must learn to invite our bodies into the process of formation. So today I'm going to lead you through a few prompts, invitations I've borrowed from Vernard's book, each an opportunity to consider and engage your physical body in spiritual practice. And so I invite you now to begin to center yourself by cultivating stillness within. Take some deep breaths and become aware of God's presence with you. Notice what it feels like to have your breath move in and out of your body, the way in which your body so naturally works to keep you alive. First, I want you to become aware of your body, from your head to your toes. And I want you to name 5 things your body is doing for you right now. Now, as various things come to mind, acknowledge them and name them before God in a posture of gratitude. Next, I want you to contemplate what is an activity that renews your spirit and consider how your body participates in that practice. What is an activity that renews your spirit and how is it that your body participates in that practice? Having considered this, I wonder, when was the last time you made time for this activity? When can you make time for it in the near future? And finally, take a few moments to listen to your body. What is it telling you right now? Are you hungry? maybe in need of movement, perhaps sore from overdoing something. I want you to listen, pay attention, and acknowledge what it is saying to you today. I'm going to give you a little bit longer here to consider this. Listen and pay attention to what your body is telling you right now. To end our embodiment practice today, I want you to pray with your body. Consider how you might open yourself up to God, welcoming what may come, not with words, but with your body. Perhaps open your palms to the sky, stretch out your arms, and raise your face to the heavens. Take a few moments to simply offer your body as a living sacrifice to God, holy and pleasing. Amen. Friends, today, may you be aware of the gift and goodness of your body. You are a temple, the dwelling place of God. Peace be with you.